Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Lauren Rosewarne, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
I didn't have time to get just in because we're jam-packed with interviews today, and I mucked it up last week too. How's that? Two weeks in a row.
Third time and I'm out.
Now, Beyonce has produced a new single. It's called Texas Hold'em. Let's have a little bit of a listen to it.
There's a tornado.
What do you think of it?
It's not really my type of style of music, but that said, I'm not a big either country or Beyonce fan anyway, so bringing it together doesn't necessarily do it for me. What about you?
I don't mind it, to be honest with you, but I'm not a country fan, but I like her voice. I like Beyonce's voice, but you know, it sounds pretty much country to me. Why are country music stations refusing to play her song?
Yeah, so this is this perennial question in the country music genre about what is country enough? And this gatekeeping that exists with country, perhaps more so than any other genre, in that people seem to think they know what country sounds like and know what the songs are supposed to be about, which such policing doesn't really happen in other genres. Yes, you know, I have a PhD student writing about indie music, for example, and that's one of those things where people say, oh, well, you know it when you hear it kind of thing, but there's not really indie police, you know, policing what is played. But with country music, if a country music station says you're not country, you're not getting airplay. Similarly, and we've had this with Lil Nas X a couple of years ago with his song, where country stations and country charts refused to include him. So that excluded him from a number of prizes or awards that were given that year.
In this case, though, Dolly Parton is a bit of a fan.
Yes, Dolly has done an endorsement. Is an endorsement from Dolly enough?
Yeah.
Again, this is still open for debate. So there's been lots of interviews done with country music fans who are asked about this. Okay, if it's not country, why not? Mm. And it seems, at least from my research here, it kind of falls into three categories. The first is Beyonce as a person can't be making country. Now, that is because Beyonce is a pop star, because she's a bazillionaire, because she's black, because she's a woman, and because of her history making pop music. I think there's the Beyonce factor just generally.
But she's from Texas.
Yeah, is Texas enough, though? Mm. Because this is this weird thing about this. For example, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's from Tennessee. And yet, her whole career, she's been plagued by these questions of, is her music country enough? She's basically now just sort of left them behind and moved fully into pop. But this argument of whether pop and country can marry together, and if you can be too pop to neutralize your country sound. I think also there's the black, you know, the race element cannot be ignored here. That is it not just a question of Beyonce as a pop star making country, but will we not swallow that it's a black woman making country? And that seems to be a bigger factor. When people say it doesn't sound country, are they saying it sounds like a black woman singing?
I wonder if Taylor Swift went back and produced country music, would she receive the same level of criticism and I suppose rejection of airplay from country stations as what Beyonce has?
And I think then we have to look at politics, which is something that Taylor Swift has sort of stuck a toe in recently, and so has Beyonce, where is there seemingly somewhat progressive or very progressive political views another reason that they're being excluded from this space. Now, historically, country music did have a kind of working man origins to it, but in more recent years, it's thought of as not only very white, but very conservative. And that's one of the other barriers that could be viewed here is it also because Taylor Swift, or specifically Beyoncé, are more associated now with progressive values, which aren't what country fans are looking for.
Someone just commented, country music is storytelling and talking about the common man. She's a pop icon, and therefore that song is 100% not country. I mean, surely they're successful and rich country music stars. I mean, Dolly Parton. I mean, do they lose their country music badge when they make a fortune?
And what figure is it? Mm. I mean, one of the arguments you could say, look, I love Dolly Parton, so this is not throwing her under the bus. But one argument could be, well, Dolly still lives in Tennessee, gives a lot to the people of Tennessee in lots of different ways. Perhaps that fills the brief of needing to be country. Right. The other aspect, though, is Dolly Parton does have a kind of storytelling element in her songs. Beyoncé does it too, but it doesn't take the form of the ballad stuff, the sort of, you know, my dog backed, you know, I backed over my dog the day you backed out of my life kind of country song that we stereotype, where there is a storytelling in that sort of linear form, which is very much what we think of the origins of country music coming from a kind of folk background, which is how information was passed on to people through song, and ballad took that form of storytelling, which, whether or not you agree Beyoncé is doing storytelling, is open for debate.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne about Beyoncé's new song Texas Hold'em, which is, mind you, currently number 2 on the ARIA charts here in Australia, and it made her the first black woman to top Billboard's country music chart. Do you think everyone would be on board with it? Do other music genres have all of these additional requirements that need to be met in order to be genuine?
It feels as though country's disproportionately doing this. I think, look, this idea of policing genre isn't just a music thing. I write a lot about film and TV, and you see the same debates play out. You know, does this constitute a horror film? Or is this sci-fi if there is people in, you know, Western attire? You know, this all these kind of debates keep people who are interested in genre very, very busy, right? I recently wrote about something about vampires, and in vampire studies, this is a very big theme of, is vampire studies its own genre or is it horror? This stuff keeps people super, super preoccupied. But I think country music, because of the political values, the gender, the class aspects, there is more layers to this in terms of policing it. So I think it gets more attention. I think there's also just, it says something about the culture wars in the United States, particularly about this sort of tribalism. You're either in or you're out. And it's saying something, because it has been co-opted as being something conservative, even though that wasn't its origins, it's now considered this thing of, you know, either you're not progressive and Democrat, in which case you wouldn't be country, or you are country, and therefore you're able to sing songs about racism. And like you and I were talking about a couple of months ago, one of these controversial songs about basically being able to shoot people who are outsiders in your community.
Right. Yeah, I mean, also, what's wrong with challenging yourself and doing something different? I mean, I think it's great that Beyoncé can do it, and, you know, she's done it well. Why wouldn't you be celebrating that?
So the counter to that, though, would be Beyoncé gets to do whatever she wants. We don't have to accept it as country, though. And this is where I think Beyoncé is very, very, very lucky and privileged in this regard. She doesn't need to be played on country radio, right? Because her fans know where to find her content. There has never been any struggle with Beyoncé fans getting the Beyoncé music, right? This is very much, she's not reliant on radio airplay. It would be a very different story if she was an up-and-coming emerging artist who was trying to break in and then finding herself not played on mainstream country stations.
Lauren, I remember, I think it was the 80s or something, 3UZ here in Melbourne went country, and pretty certain it was 3UZ. Anyway, it didn't last long. It wasn't popular. So, I mean, country music isn't necessarily that popular, and I say that just anecdotally from here, but wouldn't the country music industry be thinking, hey, we've just brought Beyoncé on board, we've opened up potentially a whole new audience here? I mean, you and I are talking about it. We've played a little snippet on Joy here. people are talking about country music that perhaps aren't even aware of it or haven't heard of it before, shouldn't they be clapping their hands and saying, thank you, Beyonce?
So American country music would say they're not struggling, that there's plenty of audiences, plenty of musicians in this space, that it is not a struggling genre. A little bit of a different story in Australia. We do have a country music scene here, but it's not mainstream. Mm. And so that's why a radio station in a metropolitan area like Melbourne couldn't survive. In the United States, quite a different story. So I think that it's not quite a comparable example. But I do agree with you in the sense of, is it a problem to broaden your tent? A political example, though, I'll use my political scientist hat on at the moment. Mm-hmm. When political parties do this, when they say we're going to be more inclusive, it pisses off the people who are the true believers, and they start to feel disenfranchised within the tent. So they start to say, hang on, you're letting in Beyonce. What space is there for the country music I grew up with? And if you think about the very fact that people are interested in policing the borders of a genre in the first place, they've already got an emotional investment in saying, I know what it sounds like when I hear it, and this Beyonce song isn't it.
Lauren, we'll let you get back to your country playlist.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.